Czech Tourism is, as the name suggests, the Czech Republic's tourist board. As well as its headquarters here in Prague, it has many offices around the world, everywhere from Tokyo to Buenos Aires. Ian Willoughby has just visited the London branch of Czech Tourism, where he spoke to the director, Jan Mulčák. He began by asking Mr. Mulčák about the office's activities.
Our main task is to promote the Czech Republic as an ideal tourist destination to both general public and to British media and to operators plus travel agents. And of course, as many tourist boards, we organize press trips for British media to the Czech Republic to promote not only Prague but also Czech regions. Our last collective press trip was to the city of Brno and to the Vinary region.
Actually, that was another question of mine. How difficult is it for you to let the British public know that there's more to the Czech Republic than Prague? And how successful do you think you are in this this area?
It's definitely very, very difficult, and it is really a challenge to promote other parts of the country.
Is there any particular section of the British public you're aiming at? Is there a particular type of British tourist you would like to bring to the Czech Republic?
One of our tasks is to change the structure of British people coming to the Czech Republic. As everybody knows, Prague became a very popular beer and stag party destination a couple of years ago. And so, of course, we try to persuade 55-plus people to return to our country.
What is it about that age group that is attractive as a tourist segment, so to speak?
Well, these people are definitely very rich. These people still prefer to go for European coach tours or combined air and coach tours, and they are able to spend more than 10 days on their holiday. During their tours, they usually combine two or three destinations. So that means that in this case, we have got 4 to 6 days for the Czech Republic, and more time to spend not only in Prague, but also in Czech regions.
So many years after the fall of communism, of course, some tourists did go to the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, as it was then, under communism. But the floodgates opened, so to speak, after 1989. Since then, a lot of British people have already been to the Czech Republic. Does that make your job harder or easier, the fact that many British people have already been?
It's a bit difficult to say, but I think that the Czech Republic, now I must say Prague, is one of the cities where people love to return, like to Paris or to Venice. I wouldn't say that it's harder or easier.
And that was Jan Mulčák, head of the Czech Tourist Board in London. And we